From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says the newly revised version of a Senate bill to overhaul the nation's health care system will include an option for a government-run medical insurance plan for uninsured Americans. But Reid says states will not be forced to participate in that plan.
As we've gone through this process, I've concluded that the best way to move forward is to include a public option with the opt-out provision for states.
Speaking to reporters on Capitol Hill, Reid said the bill is being sent to the Congressional Budget Office for a cost analysis. The nation's top health official is acknowledging that the government's projections on how much swine flu vaccine would be available by now were overly optimistic, but she says distribution of the vaccine is ramping up. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
Last spring, federal officials said up to 120 million doses of the new flu vaccine could be available by mid-October. Later, that was scaled back to 45 million, but so far only 11 million doses have been distributed. Kathleen Sebelius, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, says government officials did not appreciate the impact of several snags in the vaccine production process. Here's what she said on CBS's Early Morning Show.
What we were doing is relying on the manufacturers to give us their numbers, and as soon as we got numbers, we put them out to the public. It does appear now that those numbers were overly rosy.
Sebelius says more vaccine is coming, and it won't be too late to get vaccinated. Swine flu has not yet peaked, and there may be another wave of disease in December or later. Richard Knox, NPR News.
President Obama is visiting with U.S. Marines and sailors at a base in Florida this afternoon. He told them that his consideration about whether to send additional U.S. troops to Afghanistan is a solemn decision, a decision that he will make only after careful thought.
I will never rush the solemn decision of sending you into harm's way. I won't risk your lives unless it is absolutely necessary.
Mr. Obama is speaking at the Naval Air Station in Jacksonville, Florida. This morning, the president held the sixth in a series of White House sessions with advisors to discuss U.S. strategy in Afghanistan. The U.S. military is investigating two helicopter crashes today in Afghanistan that killed 14 Americans. Colonel Wayne Shanks is a spokesman for the International Security Assistance Force in Afghanistan.
In these incidents, we do not believe that enemy action was responsible for that. We're still looking into it to see what actually happened, but we don't believe that it was due to any enemy fire or something like that.
Shank says one helicopter crashed in western Afghanistan. Among the dead there were three agents with the Drug Enforcement Administration. In the other incident, two military helicopters collided in midair and crashed in eastern Afghanistan. On Wall Street, stocks lost ground today. Just before the closing bell, the Dow is down 87 points at 9,884. The Nasdaq Composite is off 11. This is NPR News from Washington. Search crews in Baghdad have recovered more bodies from the wreckage left by two powerful suicide bombs yesterday, raising the death toll from the attacks to 155. The victims include at least two dozen children who were on a bus leaving a daycare center next to one of the government buildings that were targeted. Security has been stepped up in the city today, with intensive searches being conducted at checkpoints. An autopsy on philanthropist Jeffrey Pickauer has included that he accidentally drowned in a swimming pool of his Florida home after suffering a heart attack yesterday. He was a friend of Bernard Madoff and was accused of making billions of dollars from Madoff's investment scheme. NPR's Greg Allen has the story.
Pickauer and his wife ran a billion-dollar foundation that contributed to local and national institutions, including MIT and Harvard Medical School. In recent months, however, he was named by disgruntled clients of financial manager Bernard Madoff as one who appeared to have profited from Madoff's fraud. The trustee handling the Madoff case in federal bankruptcy court is suing Pickauer for more than $7 billion, money he's believed to have made in the investment scheme. Madoff is currently serving a 150-year sentence after pleading guilty to running a Ponzi scheme. Pickauer was listed as number 371 on the Forbes list of the 400 wealthiest Americans. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
The National Transportation Safety Board says the pilots of the Northwest Airlines jetliner that overflew its destination by 150 miles last week were going over schedules on their laptop computers at the time. The airline bans laptops in the cockpit. NTSB investigators interviewed the two pilots, who said they did not doze off, as some have speculated. The pilots did not answer calls from air traffic controllers for more than an hour before finally circling back and landing in Minneapolis. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.